Hi, and welcome to the second episode of Aura Aware. My name is Aura, and today I wanted to talk about a few things. So this is the second episode, right? The first episode I had released not last week, but the week before on Monday, and I had shared it with friends on Facebook and other social media accounts. And so far, I think I've got maybe 20 listeners, something like that. So thanks so much for all of you tuning in here. And hopefully, as time goes on, we'll be able to talk about some new topics. And maybe you'll find this interesting and fun. So today, I wanted to talk about a little meetup that I had this morning. So I met up with my friend Ryan. Shout out to him, by the way. For coffee, and we were catching up. We hadn't seen each other in a while, and he was saying that tomorrow he'll be heading on a little road trip up to the Great Smoky Mountains, okay, with his little Frenchie Willie. So for those of you who aren't in the US, the Great Smoky Mountains is a mountain range that is on the Tennessee North Carolina border. And it's sort of in the southeastern United States. Okay, I live in New Orleans, so I, even though I don't have an American accent per se, this is where my home is, and so that's why I'm talking about the U.S. a little bit here. But yes, anyway. So moving on, he was talking about how he had been working a lot and. Had planned this trip sort of impromptu in the last couple of days and went, you know what, stuff it, I'll go ahead and go out camping. So he's going to be leaving tomorrow. And it sort of brought my attention to taking a time out, right? Basically self-care and the importance of self-care. So what is the importance of self-care, right? I'd say that, you know, from my own experience, the last week or so, I've sort of disconnected a little bit from things like Facebook and stuff like that, because I was finding that, you know, I was feeling a bit burnt out. I think I'd spoken a bit about this during the last episode. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those sort of Snapchat, all of those sort of social networks sort of allow us to project an idealized version of ourselves to people. It kind of shows us, you know, a way to where we can, I guess, online journal in a way, but also share pictures and videos and things that we enjoy, which is good, and it helps us keep in touch with people, of course. And for someone like me, with what I do for a living, it's good for me to advertise. So I'll use, you know, Instagram and Facebook and stuff like that to show people my work, and so that way they can get in contact with me to see if they want to set up an appointment to get something similar or something else, you know. So, you know, it is very much in this high-tech day and age becoming a part of not just social fabric, right, social culture, but also from a business perspective. So with that, you know, we're so like online and hooked into technology all the time that, you know, it can get very tiring and stressful and anxiety inducing, because here we are, you know, looking at Facebook and Instagram, seeing all these wonderful photos of people posting, you know, where they're traveling to or what they're doing or the things that they're creating, and you can't help but sort of compare yourself to that person and go, oh well, I'm not doing enough in my life, or oh no, you know, this person's made this brilliant painting and here I am just staring at it, not even being creative myself. And then you find yourself, well, I'm just saying, you know, maybe not for everybody, but you know, some people may find themselves just obsessively scrolling through because, you know, the thing that's become a hobby is now, you know, you so like dialed into it, it can be almost obsessive. So we're definitely, you know, using our phones for everything at this point. We've got these mini computers in our hand constantly. So, you know, even though it's good to kind of foster some form of connection, it's not necessarily always authentic. And quite often, as I said, you know, we'll share like an idealized version of ourselves or what we think is you know, appropriate to share with others, and yet we're not not necessarily sharing like any bad stuff we may be going through. So we are only getting like a one-sided view of other people. So therefore, you know, from the outside, when you're looking at this, you know, this person's life, you're like, wow, this is all this great stuff that's happening. And you might find yourself comparing yourself and feeling like you don't quite measure up, not knowing that they're probably going through all sorts of crazy stuff too, that they're not necessarily vocalizing at that point. Anyway, I digress. Do we really need to be connected all the time is my point, right? So in my own version, in my own sort of story, I've been feeling like I've been needing to disconnect a little bit. Now, it's a little bit harder for me because, again, as I said, I have to advertise and show that I'm doing work and keep in touch with people and, you know, contact appointments and so on and so forth. So that does involve having to be on Instagram and Facebook and emails and that kind of thing as well. But having said that, you know, in my personal life, I've tried to disconnect a little bit. Just because I've been finding that, you know, I've not been feeling so good. It's been quite tiring when you're staring at a small screen that's bright in your face. It's not necessarily that good for you, right? And not just that, but, you know, again, if you're comparing yourself to somebody, that might lower your mood. You might feel like you're not achieving much. Again, the constant scrolling and all that kind of stuff kind of takes you away from creating and doing other things, and then sort of perpetuates that cycle of, oh, I'm not good enough, and look at that person doing this, that, and the other. And that can also, you know, sort of end up resulting in burnout. So, with that being said, you know, I was talking about this to Ryan today. And, you know, it can be difficult, especially if you're working a lot, to be able to socialize. So I can see why people will use things like Facebook you know, to socialize with others, send him a message and so on and so forth. But he was saying anyway that, you know, he needed to go ahead and take a trip, have this little getaway because, you know, he's been working so much and he could take this opportunity now to take a little bit of time off. Which I'm very jealous about, by the way, extremely jealous about, but I'll have to live vicariously through him, through his photos and descriptions of things. But no, it is also possible to plan to do stuff like this and to be able to switch off. Anyway, so if we weren't, and this is what he was telling me in the conversation today, which I thought was interesting, if we weren't so connected to social media, we wouldn't necessarily be seeing the things that other people are doing. In a good way and a bad way, right? In a good way because, you know, therefore, if we're not seeing this stuff, we're not going to compare ourselves to that person and be like, oh, I wish I was, you know, going off and doing this thing, or, you know, I wish I was doing this fabulous painting I just saw someone do, or whatever it is. You're not going to feel so bad, right? And you're not necessarily going to perpetuate that behavior. So this brings me back to, you know, the topic at hand, which is, you know, what is self-care? All right, it's not all pedicures and massages and stuff like that. Self-care to me is recognizing the need to take a time out, right, to switch off, reevaluate, reflect on what's happened in life or with work life or whatever, in the past week, month, year, whatever time period is good, right? It helps us to kind of realign or align with our goals and maybe even set new ones. So it's kind of like a little review, okay? So, you know, you go on, you do work, you achieve whatever you're doing within your workplace, and then it's good to, at times, you know, if you've been in a frenzy where it's been super busy, you know, it's good when there's a little bit of a lull to go, okay, take a break, like, let's reassess and see what's just happened. You know, what did I do well with? What could I improve upon? You know, how far away am I from reaching the goal that I'm trying to achieve? All that kind of stuff, okay? Not only that, but self-care reminds us to be in the present moment, okay? So to be in touch with who we are and be more self-aware. So the more that we're in touch with ourselves, the more we'll recognize our own needs, our own wants, our own desires. And the more that we're connected to the physical body, the breath, like breathing and recognizing, oh, you know, I have a hand, I have a foot, and not just like going through life, you know, so fixated upon the things that we're doing, but also being very present within the body. Okay. You know, our environment too, like I said with Ryan, he's going off camping, so he's going to be out in the wilderness with trees and birds and bears and all sorts, which, you know, that will be good for him to kind of be in a different setting for a moment, to kind of, again, you know, just get in touch with nature and himself as well. Okay. Quiet time is also good as well. You know, I think that definitely as far as society and modern life goes, with technology and all of that, you know, everything's a very fast pace. So modern life kind of dictates the need to always fill space, to create noise, whether that be, you know, an actual hearing noise or physical noise of doing things, and constantly feeling the need to be in motion. Okay. And, you know, sometimes, you know, when you're constantly at that sort of a breakneck speed, and it's, you know, overstimulation, really, and that can be quite anxiety inducing, stressful as well, because then you're constantly feeling like you're on the move and you don't really necessarily have time to breathe, right? And so constantly filling space is not really that good or healthy mentally, physically, all of that, spiritually, you know, for you. So sometimes having some space is good, right? Overstimulation, like I said, it can lead to like more anxiety and stress, and this need for constantly, you know, needing to check up on things and make sure that you're doing stuff. And you know, you might forget things that are really super important to, you know, your core beliefs and who you are as a person, right? So alone time shouldn't be and isn't, well, it shouldn't be scary for sure. It isn't scary. I think there are a lot of people out there who really feel we're social animals or social beings. So I know we require, you know, conversation and interaction with others, whether that be human or not. But it is definitely a good time to be able to, you know, to be able to sit back and think, and not be afraid of your own company is my point. Sometimes, you know, if you're constantly around people, that can be really exhausting. You know, that's a lot of energy exchange going on there. And it's good to be able to set up some healthy boundaries, good to spend time alone with yourself, with your thoughts. That way you can be more in touch with, you know, your wants and needs and desires, like I was saying earlier. Maybe take some time to meditate, journal, rest, take a break, where, you know, you've got no demands to meet, no sort of like, oh, I have a deadline for this or a deadline for that. Just time to do you for a minute, what you enjoy doing without any time constraints whatsoever. So, you know, with that being said, again, very jealous, but what do we do if we can't all be like Ryan right now and set off into the wilderness and retreat, okay? What can we do? I'm not bitter, I promise, I'm not. What can we do if we physically cannot get away? Well, I would say definitely a good thing to do is to set aside some time, even if it's just an hour. If you've got a busy schedule, or you know, you really can't take time off during the week, or even in on your off days, you've got a million and one chores to catch up with, make sure to actually physically make time, carve out some time for yourself, an hour or two, or however long it needs to be, whether that be once a week, a month, however so long, right? Make sure you actually take the time to dedicate time to yourself, all right? Spend some time alone, go to a park, maybe be out with nature, read in the park if you want, if you feel weird about just sitting there staring at the blades of grass or the pond or ducks, and, you know, go ahead and bring a book with you, maybe. Or even if you want to, go ahead and meditate outdoors in nature, if that's something that, you know, you can do or you enjoy doing. If you can't go to a park, say you've not got great transport right now, if you have a little back area or garden, you know, go ahead and hang out back there. Maybe you know, make it a point to once a month drive somewhere a little bit further out of town if you can, or even just, you know, make a weekend trip somewhere, or a day trip to a beach or something like that. Over here it's spring, so, you know, even though we're in the south here and the weather's warm, you know, that can change and fluctuate. But even so, as the weather improves, there's going to be people, you know, heading outdoors a little bit more. So, you know, being able to take a trip somewhere, even if it's just for the day, is definitely good. You know, being in a different environment is also very good for you as well. If you're in the same sort of environment on a constant basis, it's sometimes it's good to just get away to have a refresher and think. And if you're in a different space, it's easier to get into a different frame of mind space, if that makes sense, right? So, but yeah, so say you can't do any of those things. You can't get away due to lack of transportation or something. Go ahead and stay in, you know. That's another way you can do it. Switch off your phone. Maybe spend a day with a book and, you know, have a cup of tea or something. Maybe go ahead and do the traditional pamper thing, you know, do a spa day for yourself in the bath. You know, face mask and all that kind of stuff. Maybe go ahead and journal, meditate. One of the things that I would probably suggest is, instead of doing the whole Netflix and chill thing, maybe stay away from that. If you need to have something that fills the space for your ears, maybe having music on in the background would be a better thing, just because, you know, lazing around from the TV might also perpetuate. Not that that's a bad thing to do, by the way, but especially if it's like screen stuff, you know, give your eyes a break from that, and do something that's going to be a little bit more productive for you as well. Not to say that you shouldn't go ahead and Netflix and chill, because sometimes it's also good to do that, to make a time out as well. But particularly if it's, you know, anything technology wise, sometimes it's good to kind of, again, like unhook from that for a minute and do things that are tactile, that you can touch, smell, feel. Again, having that connection, that grounding energy to bring you within your body, right? The important thing is to ensure that, for the most part, that you make some time for yourself. We spend so much of our time, a huge portion of time, either working, whether that be, you know, online or in person or in a warehouse or doing whatever we're doing. Social network takes a huge chunk of time as well. And, you know, for something that can be a hobby, like Facebook or whatever, it can sometimes become like an obsession. And whilst it's good to be able to share things that are fun that we want to share, like, oh, here's a wonderful photo of the meal that I cooked or whatever, sometimes it's also nice to do something that doesn't have like a set purpose of, oh, I'm making this specifically to post this for somebody to see, but just to kind of be in the moment and to do it for no other purpose than for our own enjoyment. Okay, so one other thing I would say is that if you want to take photos, one thing that I like to do is, again, that's something that's really tactile, that isn't just technologically based, right? I have a little Instax camera, and I love using that thing, because, you know, if I want to, say, take a photo of someone or something, I can go ahead and do that, and I have that instant gratification of it like just popping out. But at the same time, it's a tactile thing that I can hold and store, and it's not taking up memory on my phone, and I'm not going to forget to post it because I'm taking the picture and I'm putting it into a photo album that I can have a look at later. So that's a slightly different sentimental value to the thing, and I can still record an image and keep it or give it away if I want to, you know. But yeah, so those are just some of the things that I was sort of thinking about, especially just because after Mardi Gras and all of that, I've definitely felt a little bit zapped of energy, and being able to just take some time for myself is something that I'm trying to kind of wrap my head around. And although I can't get away like I'd like to in a physical format at this minute in time, you know, this, just even talking about this has helped to remind me. I went ahead and wrote down all these different things that I wanted to talk about in today's podcast, and it was really good to actually meet up with Ryan, because he kind of kick-started sparking this today's episode. So I'm going to dedicate this podcast to you, Ryan. So thanks. Our conversation today really helped to kickstart this, and I'm really grateful to have spent some time with him catching up. And I hope you enjoy your trip and make the most of you time. And for everyone else, you know, thank you so much once again for tuning in to this little podcast here. As time goes on, like I said, you know, we'll be going over different topics. But if there's anything that you would like for me to talk about, if you go ahead and download the Anchor app, Anchor is in like off of a ship, right? If you go to anchor.fm, you'll be able to download that onto your phone and go ahead and find my podcast, which is Aura-Aware. And you'll find that you can actually go ahead and leave me a little voicemail message, which I'd really appreciate. No one's left me one yet, so please be one of the first to do so. I would actually really enjoy that. You can leave a little voicemail of like a minute long and, you know, give me some feedback. Maybe you want to sort of contribute to today's episode by saying, you know, maybe I've missed out something. If there's anything that you can think of that also would work well for self-care, you know, please let me know. Or if there's anything that you would like for me to talk about, like I said, or say you want to do a little interview, something like that, please let me know. And if anything I've talked about today has been beneficial, I would love to get some feedback on it. Because again, you know, just because I'm talking on here doesn't mean it's necessarily a one-way conversation. I'm very interested to see what people think, you know. So yes, and also, by the way, I'm super happy this podcast is on Spotify now, hooray, and it's also on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, as well as several other platforms as well, so super excited about that. So yes, hopefully we can keep this going, and you know, obviously feedback is always appreciated. Go ahead and subscribe and like my little podcast here, follow it if you would like to, you know, hear more. And if you'd like to share your appreciation with me, you can go ahead and donate as well. I can go ahead and donate a dollar or something if you want to towards my coffee. It's not required, but it's always gratefully received. So thanks once again for tuning in, and I look forward to being able to speak again in future, hopefully next Monday. So I'll go ahead and think of something else to talk about for sure. And for the rest of you all, like, go ahead and have a great rest of your week and try not to sweat the small stuff. All right, take care. Bye.